Three transformations of Western civilization, once known as Christendom, have taken place in just the last 100 years. The first transformation was the purge of Christian monarchy and its secular replicas, beginning with World War I and ending in World War II. The second transformation was the transfer of labor and production to China and India, beginning with the fall of communism and maturing in the aftermath of 9/11. The third transformation is the visible globalization of Western society, beginning with America's open immigration law of 1965, then spreading across Europe, changing the complexion of our everyday lives. Upon passage of the law, Jewish Senator Jacob Javits, the mouthpiece of the American Jewish Committee, triumphantly boasted, "Open the floodgates." And ever since, a flood of multiculturalism, multicreedalism, and the inundation by the Jewish-owned media of miscegenation and race mixing has brought globalization in your face. Then the Jewish-led Anti-Defamation League and the American Federation of Teachers began promoting homosexuality and racial blending in our public schools, not for their own, but for the goyim, targeting the young, impressionable minds of kindergarten through fourth grade children. This third transformation, which I call the Great Transformation, ushered in the obliteration of Western national distinctiveness and the annihilation of its European Christian roots. For what began as international commerce has grown into a compost of creeds, cultures, races, and lifestyles that drown out our once unified Christian society. NBC, owned by Brian Roberts, a Jew, is at the vanguard of this new social engineering. It's okay to be gay. In fact, it's lighthearted, entertaining, and blasphemous as well.
Look at it. It makes me so happy that I could cry. All these months of planning and it's finally here. Our perfect day.
Our home, our day, our way. The way we want it. Our choices to reflect who we are.
It's everything that we ever wanted.
You're everything I ever wanted.
How you liking that wine, Father Michael?
You kidding? After a lifetime sipping the sacramental swill the church gets.
So, Father, as you know, David and I are getting married in a couple weeks. We would like you to marry us.
My friends, the great transformation is upon us. Gentiles have been severed from their heritage and historic memory. Only Jews have title to their racial and religious roots, holding a promise for Jewish posterity only. The masses have been blinded from the truth and are fully prepared to believe the ultimate Jewish lie, their false Messiah, the coming of the Antichrist, who the Orthodox Church teaches will not only be a Jew, but a homosexual as well.